now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to H&H Financial Services for commercial loans, development finance and private equity.
You know, I love it on Tuesday night when we build a little bit of time on so we can have a longer chat with Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Asset Management, the Montgomery Fund and Scaffold, which is his platform, a technology platform where you can spot all the value in the shares. And he's with me right now. Hello, Roger.
How are you, Ross?
Where were you last week?
I was in Perth.
Why were you there?
Because the weather was nicer than it was here.
Okay.
No, I was there because...
Why were you there?
Westpac has a platform that financial planners use called Asgard.
Mm-hmm,
and
I know that.
They have asked me
set
to...
Set up by Bill Healy and... Can't remember who.
Right.
And...
Anyway, so our fund recently went on their platform and on their app, and they liked us so much they asked us whether or not we would talk to the advisor network about how to pick stocks.
There you go. So that's the ad out of the way.
Right.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Tell me, what else did you discover in Perth? Did you find any companies? Did you do any company visits?
We didn't need to because we have visited everybody. They've all come to Sydney for reporting season.
Yep.
And so we saw everyone in our offices in Sydney that we needed to see. But... most of the Perth businesses we're not interested in. So the businesses that we do own, like CSL, Seek, Car Sales, the businesses we own and like and have made a lot of money, Challenger, they're East Coast-based, not Perth-based.
Okay, let's go to another factor. I was curious to watch on Friday last week the share price of Leighton Holdings jumped 14%.
Yeah, well,
and
it jumped.
Then on Monday, they're suddenly... a query from the ASX, and then Monday, bingo, Hochtief, the German company now owned by a Spanish group, comes out and makes a full takeover bid for the business that it's suddenly got 59% off. How does that work?
Well, so Monday a week ago, the shares were at about $7.91, close to $18. This is Monday, not just gone yesterday, but the Monday before. And by Friday, the shares were at $21, or it had touched $21 in the late afternoon. So it was a 17% price rise in the space of about 5 days, and two-thirds of that price rise, 12%, occurred on Thursday and Friday.
Gee, there's no leak going on there, is there?
And the volume, which typically is about 1 million shares a day, on Thursday and Friday was about 8 million shares a day.
It's only a rort if you're not in it. So, a couple of things. See, this is where I reckon it's dangerous. Dangerous for the companies.
Yes.
And dangerous, clearly, for those investors who have made any of those trades.
Well, Ross, let me say this. Insider trading is just theft.
That's true. It is.
It is absolutely nothing else other than theft. Because if you and I were to buy shares knowing that the person we were buying the shares from didn't have the information that we had, well, what effectively we're doing is we're transferring their gain to us. We're taking their money and giving it to ourselves.
But this equals class actions, doesn't it? Potentially.
Well, I don't know.
If the company has been negligent in the way in which it's disseminated information.
Well, that's for ASIC to decide. They're going to investigate now. Now, ASIC's own representative was quoted as saying that there's clearly been, I think it was Stephen Mayne, said there's clearly been a leak. And so for him to say that, they're very strong words, and they're going to be investigating it. And one of the reasons why they should is because the ASX, the stock exchange's own systems identified unusual price behaviour in the stock. And we're not talking about some penny dreadful here, you know, where it's easy to shift the price around if you buy a few thousand shares. We're talking about one of the biggest companies in the country, and it takes a real commitment to move the shares that much, 17% in five days.
Well, you and I didn't come down in the last shower, though. You and I both know that despite all of the efforts of the corporate regulator in clamping down on it, that insider trading still happens in the Australian stock market.
Yeah, it's very sad. It is very sad. It's hard for ASIC to bring successful prosecutions. However, their hit rate is much higher where there's been a takeover involved. For some reason, they've been more successful where there's been a takeover and people have bought shares in anticipation of that.
Can I take you back to where I started the night? David Jones, the retailer.
Yeah.
There is a merger proposal on the table from Myer. Mm-hmm. The new chairman, Gordon Cairns, says he's going to wait and consider that. But on the second
Well, he has
day,
to do that. He's got an obligation
but on
to
the second
shareholders.
Day, he reappoints Paul Zara. Now, as I've been reporting, Paul Zara, from my information, resigned, handed a written letter of resignation to
Correct.
The chairman
yes.
last May.
I remember that well. It was
last
in all the papers.
Yeah. No.
Oh, it wasn't in the papers till later in the year.
October.
That's right.
October. Yes. It wasn't until October that suddenly it was revealed that he'd resigned. Now, my belief is either he's resigned twice or he's only resigned once, but they should have revealed it to the market when surely he resigned.
Well, companies, it's beholden on companies to announce to the market anything that's price sensitive. So it's a bit grey for companies. The board can make a decision about whether they believe a particular announcement is class sensitive or not, price sensitive or not. And if it's not, they can hold the information back. But there's some discretion for some matters.
But to be fair, there was clearly some members of that board, but many of its major shareholders who wanted Paul Zara to stay and run their company.
Well, that's certainly what's come out afterwards. And with the benefit of hindsight for me, I didn't know that at the time, but with the benefit of hindsight for me, yes, that appears to be the case.
And they've got that result. So it shows shareholder power as compared with where the power was lying inside that board.
Yes, it does. But businesses need to remember the shareholders are the owners of the business and the board is working for the shareholders.
But here's the interesting thing, because surely the board are representative of the shareholders.
That's right. And they've got to remember they're not in it for themselves. They're in it for their owners.
It's a very difficult and grey piece of, I don't know, greyness somewhere between the two. Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Asset Management and also Scaffold. He's with us every Tuesday. And we appreciate your time, Roger. That is it for the program this evening. Have a great night. We'll see you same back tomorrow night. And Steve Price and Andrew Bolt up next.